2 Timothy 3 and 12 says, "Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." The New King James has taken out all that will live godly and changed it to all who desire to live godly. In other words, you don't have to. You just want to. What a mess. James 5 and 7. "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain." Well, behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth has been changed. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth. He's talking about God waiting with patience for the world, the world's harvest to develop to the point of harvesting. 1 Peter 1 and 3. "According as his divine power hath given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue." The word to glory and virtue has been changed by glory and virtue. Those little changes like one word. So deceitful. They just sneak in here, changing a word here and a word there. We're called to glory and virtue, not called by glory and virtue. For God's sake, have mercy in this world. Well, anyway, this King James, New King James Bible is just as deadly as the rest of them. In 1 Peter 1 and 7, "That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." They took out the trial of your faith and said that the genuineness of your faith being much more precious. No, God said the trial, when your faith is tried. And this just changed all the way through it. They didn't take out just the these and the thous and the ye's and all those hard, archaic words. They changed the text. Well, this brief analogy here in the comparison between the authentic King James Bible and this New King James Bible reveals only a tip of a dangerous iceberg that can sink the ships of many unsuspecting Christians and sinners alike. And we hope that this will prevail. There's no other Bible you can trust out of the 60-some so-called versions of the Bible. They're all perverted except three sources, and that's the Greek Textus Receptus, the King James Version or the Authorized Version of 1911 in English, and the German version called the Martin Luther Version. These have no errors, and they do contain God's true message. So, a warning to the wise is sufficient. As I said, this is not complete by any sense of the word. But we do have this book with a very exhaustive source of comparison with these terribly changed Bibles that can mislead you, and you can lose your soul wrestling with the truth. Don't wrestle with it. Accept it. You've got it. It's been here for almost 400 years, and it has been proven and tested like no other book has been tested. Been tested more than a Sears Roebuck catalog or a phone book, I'll tell you that. It's had its test. And it's barely survived because men gave their lives to preserve it for you and I. It might wind up we had to give our lives for it. God help us. I praise you in Jesus' name, Lord, for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It will survive when this world's on fire. It'll be here, Lord, when some of us maybe are executed for clinging tenaciously to the Word of God, and we go to the stake or to the firing squad or whatever, Lord, for the sake of defending something that has been willed to us by men who were burned or were willing to be burned at the stake to preserve your true Word. Help us to be as tenacious and as valiant in our defense of the true Word of God that's able to save our souls. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.